Okay, very good, Marty. Wow, that was just in time for the AIO chimes. That means it's 10 p.m. Eastern Zip Zone time. And yes, your signal is big and your audio quality is pristine. So everything except, I guess, your ID feed is working perfectly. So there is no problem in that department. And I will turn it over to you for the actual beginning of the net into IRJWB4AIO. This is WB4AIO for ID. Marty, were you aware that Donald Trump issued an order today that probably it's going to be challenged by the culture distorters and the Jewish power structure in the courts very rapidly, and maybe it will come to nothing. But he did issue an order today that transgender freaks, he didn't use the word freaks, but I am, these people with a mental illness who have been convinced or who somehow believe they are another sex from what they actually are no longer welcome in the U.S. military in any capacity. And of course, that means the U.S. military will no longer be paying for their horribly disfiguring surgery that these people demand. So were you aware of that? This has to do with these so-called transgender freaks. And it's really bizarre that the very day that they are declared unfit for military service, which of course I agree. I mean, of course, I'm no friend of the regime in Washington, so maybe it's good if they have a bunch of mentally ill twinks running it and serving in it. But on the other hand, rationally and reasonably, there's no excuse for these people to be forcing their way into our society anywhere, and certainly not in the military, where you have to have your mind and body and identity and everything totally together in order to win a war, for God's sake. So anyway, the very day that Trump issues this this order, I'm on eBay, okay, and I'm shopping for something for a friend of mine. I'm shopping for just a very minor electronic component, a 20-foot RCA to RCA shielded cable. And I find the one I want, and I put it in my shopping cart, and I'm about to check out. And what appears at the very bottom of the page, on my checkout page, right underneath confirm and pay, it says donate to charity, optional. And guess what charity eBay is suggesting that I should give part of my payment to? The Transgender Law Center. And in, right next to the words Transgender Law Center, it says help people live free of discrimination regardless of their gender identity or expression. Good Lord, the cultural Marxists and the Jewish power structure are just, they are forcing this stuff on people so blatantly and so outrageously that the people are going to give some blowback, and they are. People are angry, and people are getting polarized by this, because finally we're starting to see the naked agenda behind all this. I mean, basically what it is they are importing millions upon millions upon millions of brown people into this country. Not all of them are Muslims either. They're coming across the southern border from Central America. They're coming from the Middle East. Those are the Muslim ones. They're coming from Africa. Those are not all Muslims. But they're coming into this country on a mass scale. They are all groups that the founding fathers would have rejected as citizens of this country. And they are all members of groups that have tremendously high birth rates, much higher even than the natural white birth rate. Well, at the same time, these same groups, the controlled media, the leftists that are ensconced in government, and many of the so-called mainstream conservatives, they're all together on this. They are not only wanting our borders to be kept open with having these high birth rate groups come in, but they're also doing everything they can to suppress the white birth rate. They're trying to convince young people that it's perfectly legitimate and, in fact, quite noble and good to be a homosexual, and that to criticize homosexuality as being bad for society, or at least criticizing open homosexuality as being bad for society, is quite evil, and that supporting homosexuality and quote-unquote coming out, if you are a homosexual, is some kind of act of great goodness and expresses a civil right and is somehow noble. And so they want us to not only accept homosexuality, but now they want us to accept the idea that people can choose their quote-unquote gender and pretend to be a member of the opposite sex from that which they actually are. And they also want white women to abort their healthy white children in the womb. So, yeah, it's abortion, contraception, sexual identity confusion, and homosexuality is being pushed on white people on a mass scale. At the same time, these other groups of people who have no such illusions, believe me, they have a very high birth rate and very, very expansive, successful reproduction going on, coming into our societies, while at the same time we commit suicide through transgenderism, homosexuality, abortion, mass contraception, and the like. The agenda is getting so obvious that I think people are waking up to it. So that's my point of view, Marty. I don't think it has any connection to women going in a nuclear program. That's a totally separate issue. And to IRJW, B4AIO. Okay, and to IRJ, this is WB4AIO. Copied all of that. Signal still massive. Audio sounds good. And hello to Larry. And I guess I've had enough of a turn for now. I am disgusted by the way the media and the leftist academic and government establishment is pushing sexual perversion on our people. They're trying to normalize pedophilia. I'm against that. They've been normalizing homosexuality. I'm against that too. And this stuff of trying to convince young people, that's really the target. Young people who are just coming in to their reproductive years when they should be marrying, dating, and finding the love of their life, marrying and having children. They are telling them that it is somehow good and noble to be a sexual pervert, and in some cases to actually mutilate their own body, cut off their own sex organs, and pretend to be of the opposite sex. That is so sick. Just 10 years ago, even liberals would have been disgusted by that, but they've gradually brought this into the public's mind in a way so as to promote it, and it is so disgusting. But I am happy that people are getting polarized and fed up with it. And I just hope they figure out who is doing it to them. So, but I've had enough of a turn, so I'm not going to go off on a rant here. Let's bring somebody else in, and I'll take my turn next when it comes around again. Into IRJ and the Great Midweek Liberty Net, WB4AIO. Okay, very good. And to IRJ and the Great Midweek Liberty Net, this is WB4AIO, transmitting from high in the Allegheny Mountains of Western Pennsylvania. And interesting comments about Jeff Sessions and asset forfeiture laws being so-called strengthened so the government can seize assets of people that they deem criminals even before they are tried, even before they are convicted. I've heard so many horror stories of ordinary people getting caught up in that. It just breaks my heart. People's lives have been ruined by asset forfeiture. The assumption is that if you're carrying cash in an amount that they consider, some 80 IQ cop considers excessive, they can just take it. And they just assume if you're carrying more cash than they think you need, and you're traveling on a highway that is known to have drug mules driving on it occasionally, that they can just assume you're a drug mule, or they can assume you're a drug dealer, or they can assume you're a criminal of some kind, and just take that money. It might be your life savings. You might be traveling to give it to a sick relative. You might be traveling to buy your first home and decide to pay cash. Who knows why you have the cash? Could be any reason. This is WB4AI, and they can just take it. And good luck getting it back. Good luck. And the lawyers will take it all, even if you do get it back. That's tyranny. I disagree, though, with calling that. By the way, when I saw Jeff Sessions with those other top attorneys and the so-called law enforcement officials on television, I saw it streamed on Twitter, pushing these new regulations that make it easier for the government to seize your cash. I was just disgusted. I was disgusted by Sessions. The man is a criminal, and those who were supporting him, sanctimoniously saying this will help our country, they're criminals too. It just made me absolutely sick. But I disagree with calling that totalitarian. You should not call that totalitarian, because a totalitarian country is not a corrupt criminal country. A totalitarian country is a country that's devoted to a purpose. It's totally devoted to some transcendent purpose. Now, you may or may not agree with that purpose, and you may think, well, this country had too much regimentation to achieve that purpose or whatever. But a totalitarian country is not a country that's just out to make money for its elites or get more power for its elites. No, that's not a totalitarian country. That's a corrupt country. A totalitarian country would be a country like National Socialist Germany that was dedicated to the proposition that their nation and race would continue to exist for thousands of years, and to do whatever was necessary to ensure that it continued to exist and prospered. And they would go to any length to achieve that. That's totalitarianism. That is not disgusting criminal corruption. In fact, totalitarianism and criminal corruption are in many ways opposites. And also, I don't think that National Socialism should be used as a metaphor for evil. It was not evil. I have my disagreements with some of the policies and statements that National Socialist leaders made, so I'm not like some kind of uneducated fanboy. But they were not anywhere near as corrupt in Germany during that period as the United States is now. Nowhere near. And they were dedicated to a higher purpose. And they should not be used as a metaphor for evil. In fact, everything that that country was fighting against, globalism, communism, the phony cult of equality, the usury, such as of the Federal Reserve Bank, banker control of the world, all of those things that Germany was fighting is what we're fighting too. They were fighting for us. They were actually fighting for the continued existence of our race on planet Earth. And that is not evil. You can disagree with this policy or that policy, disagree with whatever you want, that's fine. But they are not a metaphor for evil. They were not, by any stretch of the imagination, an especially evil country. No way. They were the opposite. So I disagree with that characterization of saying that Hitler would have loved asset forfeiture. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I don't think that's reality. That's people who grew up, who may be older people, my age or older, who were taught that World War II was a righteous war. But it wasn't. It was a phony war fought for evil purposes, just like the neocon wars in the Middle East we're fighting now. It was, we've been lied to. And thank God that millions of people are now waking up to those lies. So there's my little rant on totalitarianism and sessions and asset forfeiture. This is WB4AIO. I wanted to mention another thing that's going on that's been in the news lately. And it's, again, it's related to young people. And there are billionaires in this country who are working to hurt young people, hurt our young people. And they need to be stopped. I'll read you a brief article written by a fellow named David Sims. And it's about Advance Publications, which is, you may never have heard of Advance Publications, but it's one of the major media corporations in this country. And it's about what Advance Publications and its owners are doing to our kids. Advance Publications is a print media conglomerate that owns most of the local newspapers in most of the mid-sized towns in the United States. It owns, for example, both the Huntsville Times and the Birmingham Post-Herald in Alabama. There's a good chance that it also owns or controls the content published by the newspaper in your hometown. It is owned by two Jews. Founded in 1922 by Samuel Newhouse Sr., it is today owned by his sons, Samuel Newhouse Jr. and Donald Newhouse. Not only do these two Jews control much of the medium-sized press in the United States, they also produce magazines that promote leftist politics and racial mixing propaganda. One of these magazines is Teen Vogue, a quarterly magazine marketed through publisher Condé Nast to tween and teenage girls. That is, girls between the ages of 11 and 17. Although once it was primarily a fashion magazine, in recent years, Teen Vogue has become a mechanism for corrupting and sexualizing American children. Now here's a digest of media reports from the mainstream media on the furor caused by the article that was recently published in Teen Vogue. A teenage magazine has been attacked for publishing a quote, guide to anal sex. Teen Vogue story, this is WB4AIO for ID, is titled, quote, anal sex, what you need to know, close quote. Now this is going out to 11-year-olds. Can you imagine this? The sickness of these people, which spells out to its young audience, quote, everything you need to know about butt stuff, close quote. It has been met with fury among some parents, as well as commentators who dubbed it a piece of trash. Well, it is. Mother of 10, Elizabeth Johnson, who runs a blog called The Activist Mommy, filmed herself ripping up a copy of the magazine and throwing it on a bonfire. They are teaching children 11 through 17 how to be safely sodomized, she said. Her video has been viewed more than 50,000 times, while the magazine's digital editor said they had been inundated with angry emails. But Teen Vogue staff have defended the decision to publish the guide, which they said ran as a part of a series of articles promoting safe sexual health. And they said that criticism of the piece is based on bigotry and homophobia. Well, you want to know who's doing this to your children? It's Samuel Newhouse Jr. and Donald Newhouse Jr. of Advance Publications and their tribe, and the same tribe owns CNN and CBS and NBC and ABC and the rest of them. This is what they're doing. And their strategy is very, very obvious. They promote any kind of sexual activity, even if it is perverted, even if it is extremely perverted, such as pedophilia and horrible mutilation of one's body. They will promote any kind of sexual activity as long as it is sexual activity that does not result in the forming of stable families and the birth of white children. That is their agenda. That is what they're doing. That is what motivates them. Anything. Think about what these leftists, what these controlled, Jewish-controlled media outlets promote. Anything that is healthy for the family and promotes the birth of white children, for example, young marriage, women waiting to have a career and having children first, they're against those things. Anything that promotes the birth of white children among our people, is they're against it. They think it's wrong, evil, old-fashioned, out the window, passé. It's anti-woman. But anything that promotes the opposite, abortion, on demand, contraception on a mass scale, careerism for women, so-called transgenderism and these mutilatory surgeries that people are encouraged to have now, homosexuality, all of those things that in effect sterilize us and prevent us from having children, therefore. That's what's really going on, folks. That's what's really going on. I tell you, we need totalitarianism. We need, by that I don't mean a dictator that just rules for his own good or his own clique's good, no. But we need total commitment to fighting the people who are doing this to our kids and who are trying to wipe us out. So, back to Net Marty. I'm afraid I've got so much to do tonight, I'm going to have to let that be my final word unless you have an immediate question. But I've got to sign out and get a bunch of work done, and it's almost midnight. Into IRJ and the great Midweek Liberty Net, thank you for being there. This is WB4AIO. Oh, well, yeah. Godwin's Law is a law that I think was created probably 20 years ago. During internet debates, and it was basically stating that anyone who's engaging in a debate and who decides to resort to the tactic first of saying, why, what you're saying is just like Hitler, has automatically lost the argument. So that's Godwin's Law. And, well, yeah, I mean, the things you bring up, Marty, you tend to bring up these vast issues that can't be talked about adequately in a short transmission. I mean, each one of them deserves a book. So you sort of have to get more specific. I would just say that the media in this country, from Advanced Publications, which is the company I was just talking about, to CNN, which I talked about last week. This is WB4AIO. NBC, ABC. It's these people who own these media consider themselves to be a tribe. They're Jewish. They're from the Middle East. They're not. They do not consider themselves the same as we are. And they have decided that open borders for all white countries is what they're going to push for. And they have successfully done that over the last 50 years. They have pushed heavily and strongly for open borders. They have pushed heavily and strongly in their media and also through their control of the academy to some extent. They have pushed strong and hard for the idea that it is somehow morally wrong for us to resist this invasion. And they have taught our kids in elementary school and junior high and high school the same lies. And they have told us again and again and again that all people are the same, that there's no significant difference between the races, and that therefore it doesn't really matter if we get wiped out by a tsunami of immigration, that doesn't matter. And these people are liars. They're trying to genocide us. I mean, it does matter. If you read the book Human Accomplishment by Charles Murray, and you understand, after reading that book, the fact that 97% of all the most significant accomplishments in the sciences come from Europe and from European descended people in North America. 97%. And then another 2% of scientific accomplishment comes from the ancient Western world, that is ancient Rome and ancient Greece, which is really part of our civilization and part of our race anyway. So therefore, 99% of the great scientific discoveries come from our race. And there's something special about us. This is not to say and a wish for any harm to any other race. Why would anybody want harm for other races? I don't. But there is something special about us, and we deserve to survive. And it is not immoral for us to want to survive, it is not immoral for us to have our own countries. England, France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Russia, the United States, Australia. It is not immoral for us to have our own country, our own countries. That's not wrong. And it is these Middle Easterners, the what I call the Jewish power structure. I fully admit that there are some Jews who don't go along with it. In fact, I have helped publish their works of some Jewish people who don't go along with it. But the Jewish power structure definitely does that. I've got to take this call, Marty. I appreciate the net very much, and I thank you for what you're doing. I'll talk to you later. WB4AIL.